This is Teenage Sports. I am your host, Michael Barra. Today we're going to be talking about the NFL 2021 mock draft, my mock draft. This is what I think teams should do, not what they're probably going to do. This is probably going to be very far off, but this is just what I think it should be. I think I have two trades in this, so I'll try to make sure everyone keeps up and stays with it. And remember, this is just my opinion, and let's get into it. So with the first pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars are selecting Trevor Lawrence. This has been the foregone conclusion for a while. I don't think it's much of a shocker, or should be to anybody. He's really good. One of the best that's came out of college since Andrew Luck, and we saw what he was able to go on and do. So I'm not going to go into that one a lot, but if Jacksonville and Urban Meyer can really build something there, it could be pretty fun to watch. Second pick in the draft, the Jets are taking quarterback out of BYU, Zach Wilson. So this one's going to flip-flop back and forth between Justin Fields. I don't hate Justin Fields as much as a lot of people do. He just ran at his pro day. He ran a 4.44 40 or whatever it is, and he ran that extremely fast. That's not much slower than Lamar Jackson, and I think Justin Fields is a lot better thrower than Lamar Jackson, but that's not who's going here. Zach Wilson's going here. His pro day throws were ridiculous. Obviously, that was no pads, no defenders, just throwing to a wide-open wide receiver, but I really like Zach Wilson. He's like Joe Burrow was last year. Joe Burrow wasn't maybe even projected to go in the first round, and Zach Wilson probably wasn't either, and he just jumped up boards, and he played really good. There's just something about him that I like a lot, and that's why I have him going here over Justin Fields, who's going at the next pick, pick number three. Earlier this week, I believe it was, the 49ers traded up with the Dolphins, who had this third pick, who they had gotten from the Texans, I believe. Poor Texans, they're going through a lot right now. But Justin Fields, there's no way the 49ers traded all the way up to draft anything but a quarterback. There's a lot in the media going on right now that they are in love with Mac Jones, and that it's almost a foregone conclusion that Mac Jones is going to be a 49er. Mac Jones is not better than Justin Fields. I know Kyle Shanahan likes those type of quarterbacks. He worked with Matt Ryan. He worked with Kirk Cousins. But I think you need to block that out and draft the better quarterback, and that's Justin Fields. More athletic than Mac Jones, just better thrower of the football. Justin Fields is really good, and I don't see a reason why you should consider drafting Mac Jones here at the third spot. That would surely mean that Jimmy G would be traded, I would assume. I mean, they came out earlier this week and said that he's not going anywhere, but he's their quarterback. But NFL's a business, and I haven't hated on Jimmy G like everyone else has. I mean, he took him to a Super Bowl, and it just seemed like the hate came out of nowhere. But I think he's still a good quarterback. I think if he went back to the Patriots, he'd be really freaking good. And if he gets traded there, the league better watch out after what the free agency the Patriots just had. But yeah, so this is my first trade. At number four, the Falcons usually are or should have been drafting here, but they're trading down with the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos are trading up to the fourth pick. I'm not going to go into what the compensation was. I just did it at random. It would most likely be, obviously, pick swaps. So Falcons would move down to nine, and obviously the Broncos would take this fourth pick. I would say the Broncos probably have to give up a future first, maybe a second this year, maybe another second or another first, but we're not going to go into that. But they're trading up to get another quarterback. We're going four straight quarterbacks. I think this is one of the best quarterback drafts we've seen in 20 some odd 30 some odd years. I mean, it's a ridiculous class. Denver Broncos are drafting Trey Lance here. I believe Drew Lock had the lowest completion percentage last year out of all quarterbacks. He can get hot at times and look really good, but I don't think he's great. And Trey Lance is not going to be a day one starter, so maybe you – I mean, drafting Trey Lance I think is such a fun pick for them because they're trading up to get him. They can let Drew Lock play a season or maybe in two, or if he's sucking and they feel competent to go with Trey Lance, they put in Trey Lance at the mid-season next season and – figure out how to deal Drew Lock or do something with Drew Lock. I mean, he hasn't been given a contract, so they're not really binded to Drew Lock. So I think that's fun for them. I think Trey Lance is really good. He's probably the highest ceiling guy above Justin Fields and Zach Wilson. Maybe not Trevor Lawrence. I still think Trevor Lawrence got the highest ceiling. But Trey Lance is young. He's so talented, so athletic. And him going to the Broncos and being able to sit behind Drew Lock for a season, half a season, season and a half, whatever it is, could be good for him. But, yeah, four straight quarterbacks. I don't know if that's happened before. So, like I said at the beginning of this, this is all mock. Doesn't mean it's what's going to happen. I just think it's what could happen to make every single team better. What I personally think, Michael Barra, thinks that drafting these players would make them better. For pick five, the Bengals are drafting here. They drafted Penei Sewell. I think he's better than Rashawn Slater. I think a lot of his hype died down because he didn't play last season because he opted out, but I still think Penei Sewell is better. They need to protect Joe Burrow very much. That's why he got hurt last year, is he got hit so many times, and giving him a really good, solid left tackle, or even if he does move inside, is going to be extremely good for him. And I think that's a great pick for them. Next, previously was the Dolphins, or the Eagles. The Dolphins traded up. This is not one of mine. This just happened earlier in the week as well. They traded up after trading down with the 49ers. They traded right back up with the Eagles, and I think that there's a reason to that, and they're going to be drafting Ja'Marr Chase. If they're fully in on Tua, and it looks like they are backing out of the third pick, then I say they go full in with Tua and give him a wide receiver. Ja'Marr Chase is arguably the best and one of the best we've seen in years. He opted out last season, but he's a beast. I think that team's going to be better than a lot of people think. They just need Tua to play. That defense is going to be a top three defense, I feel like, and it all is going to be sitting on if Tua can go out and play, because there's no backup Ryan Fitzpatrick magic anymore, as he's over in Washington. Next, the seventh pick, the Detroit Lions are drafting Kyle Pitts. They lost Kenny Golladay. They lost Marvin Jones. Jared Goff needs somebody to throw to. Kyle Pitts is a freak athlete. I think he's 6'5", just ran a 4.47 or something, 40 or whatever it is. And that's ridiculous. He's a tight end, quote-unquote. He can play wide receiver. They need people to throw to. That's what Kyle Pitts can do. He's probably the most versatile wide receiver tight end we've seen in years, and he has so much potential, and that's just going to be fun for that team. Give him something to root for, and I think that's a good pick for them. Probably the loser of the draft so far, the Carolina Panthers. They stay still. They lost out on all four of the quarterbacks. A lot of people thought Trey Lance was going to fall to them and they could have him sit behind Teddy Bridgewater to become the bridge, which is kind of funny. Bridge quarterback. But they're just going to have to settle for Jaylen Waddle, who I think is really good, super quick. I don't know what they're going to do. They may just have to sit another year and wait for the quarterback, or just decide if they want to go in with Teddy Bridgewater, but they're going to get him another weapon. And I think Jaylen Waddle is a pretty good weapon to add next to DJ Moore. and Robbie Anderson, and it's a pretty decent wide receiver core. It's just all on Teddy. Next, the traded down Falcons. They traded down a few picks with the Broncos. I don't think that they were ever going to plan on going quarterback here. Just let Matt Ryan go out one more season, one or two more seasons, and just let him play, try to put some more around him. And I think they're getting one of the most versatile defenders in this draft, Micah Parsons, and they got to trade down for it. So I think that's a good win, day one win for the Falcons. They need help on that defense. The defense is very poor. And Micah Parsons can play so many positions, and I think that's going to be so good for them. Next, the Dallas Cowboys. I've liked what they've done so far. They re-signed Dak Prescott. They've signed three safeties, DeMonte Casey, Keanu Neal, and Javon Carter, or Curse, or whatever. He was a safety for the Lions. Keanu Neal is going to play like safety linebacker hybrid, but I think you get Patrick Surtain here. Put him up with his buddy Trayvon Diggs and just let them go at it. Young core. Got a new high safety, and if that offense balls out, this team could be good. I'm saying it. I say it every year, though. Yeah, I think that's a pretty clear need is corner still, and I think Patrick Surtain is still the best corner in the draft. You can make an argument about J.C. Horn or Caleb Farley, but I still think Patrick Surtain's the best coming out of Bama. Next, picking at 11, the Giants, Rashawn Slater, tackle. I think they're just going best available. They really do still need another tackle. I think he's just a smidge below Penei Sewell, but a really good player, and they need to be able to protect Danny Dimes back there. Finally, at last, I don't think the Eagles are going to choke on this one, even though I love Jalen Reagor out of TCU. He was so injured last year, and I think he still has potential to be really good, but they are drafting Devontae Smith, the Heisman winner, wide receiver. He's really good. I don't know if he's going to have anybody that's going to throw him the football, but he's really good. He's going to look really good running open routes. Next, the 13th pick, the Chargers. They're going with Christian Darrisaw, tackle, protecting Justin Herbert, keeping him upright. This is going to help him even more. He won the Rookie of the Year. He's extremely good. Their biggest need is tackle. I don't see this as is going anywhere else if he's available. He's the third tackle, but he's still extremely good. And protecting your young quarterback, like we've seen in the Bengals, is the most important thing. Next is the 14th pick, the Vikings. They're going Christian Barmore, defensive lineman. This team is really good, really young. The defense, I mean. They got really young corners that they just put with Patrick Peterson. The secondary, I think, is still good. Linebackers are still good when healthy. And I think adding Barmore to that defensive line is going to help them a lot. With the 15th pick, the Patriots, they sat still. There's a famous or a trending clip right now of Bill Belichick at Mac Jones's pro day, where Mac Jones overthrew a long, deep pass, and Bill Belichick kind of smirks, shows disgust. But I think they still go Mac Jones here. I don't think Cam Newton is your future. I think he's kind of past where he's going to be good at, and it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And if he could start right away if they like him over Cam in training camp, and putting him up with a lot of that new team could be interesting. Next, the Cardinals at 16, they're drafting J.C. Horn, cornerback. I think this is just a Patrick Peterson replacement. They let him walk, trying to get younger there, and I think J.C. Horn is probably the second or third best. Him and Caleb Farley are really close, so it's just preference-based. Next is the Raiders. This is probably the hardest pick to project, and the Patriots, but not as much the Patriots this year because Patriots just draft random people. But so do the Raiders. I have them drafting a tackle, Walker Little. They got a lot worse on the O-line. They just re-signed Colton Miller, but they also traded away Rodney Hudson, probably a top three center in this offseason. I don't really know what they're doing over there. I thought Gruden was building something, but I don't really know if he is anymore. All right, stick with me here. At the 18th pick, the Dolphins are drafting Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I'm going to pretend that's right. Linebacker out of Notre Dame. I don't see a lot of needs for them, but they did get rid of Kyle Van Noy, which is a very weird release. I mean, he had a big cap hit, but still, he was the captain of that really, really elite defense. And sure, I really like that, but I think that's their replacement. I struggled with this pick at 19, the Washington football team. I have them drafting Rashad Bateman, wide receiver. I don't see them taking a flyer on like a Kyle Trask or a Kellen Mond or a Jamie Newman, Shane Bichelle. Like, those guys I feel like are not going to obviously go first round. I think Kellen Mond is probably the highest chance because I think people like him over a Kyle Trask, but I still don't see them reaching on that. I think they're just going to add more help to Fitzpatrick, I guess. They have one of the best D-lines in the league, and that defense is nothing to write home, or is really, really good. So, I don't know. I think they just give more weapons to that offense and run with it. Next, the Chicago Bears. I don't see them taking a waiver on a quarterback either. I have them grabbing cornerback, Greg Newsome II, out of Northwestern. They just lost Kyle Fuller. They just released him. He had a big cap hit, but I still don't feel like that was worth it. He's still a really good corner, and I feel like that's just their replacement. Next, the Indianapolis Colts. They've done really well, and they've played the off seasons and bringing in people very smart. I hate on Carson Wentz, but if he returns back to his old form, that's a steal of a trade for them. And he's not making as much money with them as he was with the Eagles. But I have them draft, but he needs help is what I'm trying to say. And he needs a lot of help in the wide receiver core. They brought back T.Y. Hilton. They have Michael Pittman. That's not near enough. I have them drafting Rondell Moore. It's a bit of a higher evaluation on him, but he's super quick. He's had a lot of hype recently. I feel like that Colts team is a bit above a lot of teams on drafting. They're super smart, and they may just go with that flashy Rondell Moore pick. And he's a smaller guy who can run the slot and have Pittman outside, but I like it. They need wide receivers, so that's their easiest and biggest need. Next, the Tennessee Titans. I have them drafting Elijah Moore, wide receiver. They just lost Corey Davis. I don't really know what. I mean, they could go corner here, but I didn't see. They could go Caleb Farley. I have him dropping a bit. I think it's either Elijah Moore or Caleb Farley. I just went with Elijah Moore. I feel like that offense, that team's going to get significantly worse without Arthur Moore, their offensive coordinator, who's now the Falcons head coach. But yeah. Next at 23, I got the Jets selecting Kwity Paye, edge rusher out of Michigan. They're trying to build something over there. Robert Saleh, defensive guy. Might go defensive guy to start his first draft. He has had a lot of time to evaluate, I would say. So after drafting Zach Wilson with the second pick, he may not have a I don't see them going back-to-back offensive picks necessarily. So I feel like just going with a quick, good edge rusher, and if you can get a franchise edge rusher and a franchise quarterback in the same draft, that's a dang good first year. Next, this was an interesting one for pick 24, the Steelers. I thought about taking a Kyle Trask or a Kellen Mond here because Big Ben's going to play this season, but who knows if he'll play the season after, and I don't know how much longer they're going to want him to be playing on their team necessarily. I would assume they want him to, you know, retire with them, but still. I have them drafting tackle Dylan Raduns out of North Dakota State. Really good player, a bit small, but he's still really good, super talented, and that team needs a tackle. I don't know if he'll play tackle, though, but they still need O-line help. They got super injured last year. Next, my boy Trayvon Moehrig is going to be heading to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Safety, he dropped a bit, but I didn't have a lot of teams above really needing that high of a safety, so he's dropping to 25. I like him. Obviously, he went to TCU. He's really good. He can be a really good just ball catcher in the top of that secondary. And Trevor Lawrence, Trayvon Moehrig, I think that's a pretty good draft to start. At 26, the Browns are drafting Jason Owe, edge out of Penn State. They really don't have a ton of holes. And if they can get somebody on the other side of Myles Garrett, that's going to be elite. Next, the Baltimore Ravens. I thought about going another wide receiver here, but I have them going an edge rusher, Azeez Ojulari. It was really hard not to pick Terrence Marshall there, but I feel like their unwillingness to draft wide receivers are going to continue, so... Next, the Saints. I've been drafting Caleb Farley, a really good pick for them. I don't think he's going to fall that far, but if he does, I think they snatch him up pretty easily and put him up with Marshawn Lattimore. That's a pretty good cornerback crew that can still be good if Jameis Winston goes down in balls. That team can still be good. Next, the Packers. I feel like it's an easy pick to say wide receiver, and I'm going to say it, Terrence Marshall, Jr. Aaron Rodgers went out and balled without – I mean, he had Devontae Adams, obviously, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, but give him more. Just give him even more. You might go linebacker, edge, but I'm giving him Terrence Marshall. Next, the Bills at 30. I got them going Asante Samuel, Jr., cornerback. This is just get younger, get more defense, because Josh Allen should be able to light it up on the offense with whoever. He's got Stephon Diggs, should be fine. I thought about going halfback here. Like, I thought about going to Travis Etienne just for fun, but because I don't like anyone, really. I mean, Zach Moss is all right, but I feel like it'd just be fun for them to draft a halfback, but... Next, I got the Chiefs drafting Elijah Vera Tucker. We saw how bad that O-line looked injured in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes running for his life. So they're picking up a good tackle here. They've done stuff to improve that O-line, but I think just continue with it. Next, the Buccaneers. They're in the luxury position. They really don't need anything. They brought everything back from that team. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback here. I think Tom's got another 2-3 years left in him, so there's no reason to go cornerback here. Just try to run it back. And they're just getting tackle depth. And Tavon Jenkins out of Oklahoma State, just more best available. I thought about going into Travis Etienne here, but or Kadarius Toney, just a sexy pick, but... I just have them going, getting some tackle depth. Those guys up front, if they can stay healthy, and even if they don't, and they have backups like Tavon Jenkins, Buccaneers can go back-to-back, and I hate to say it, but Tom Brady is a beast. But that's my one round mock. There's still some really good players left on the board, like Gregory Rousseau, I just realized, who probably this time last year was top five projected. So he probably got hurt the most out of not playing last year. Linebacker Nick Bolton, Xavien Collins linebacker. Still a lot of good players on the draft here. This is a really deep draft, and draft night's going to be super fun on April 29th, I believe, which is happening in person. Trevor Lawrence has already said he's not going, but I hope that doesn't become like a trend, because it's always fun to see those guys go up on stage and shake Roger Goodell's hand and stuff, but if it is, it is what it is. It's not the end of the world. But I hope y'all liked it. Give us a share, give us a follow, give us a like, all that. I hope I picked for your team wisely, and I appreciate y'all listening. This has been Teenage Sports. Goodbye.